You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and every month this year we're going to be catching up with the visionary CEO Fiona Sanford to find out about all the amazing work that they're doing across the sight loss sector. And every month we're joined by a different guest, and today joining myself and Fiona we have Paula McGrath, Director of Development at Retina UK. Thank you both very much for joining me today. So first of all, we'll come to you, Fiona. What's been happening? What's the latest? Give us an update on Visionary UK. What have you been up to?
Well, our latest is we all had COVID. We all came together for a staff meeting in London and we all get COVID. But we're all fully back at work now. And I just want to say a huge shout out and thanks to everybody that stepped in very last minute to help us. Because unfortunately, we were really quite unwell. So a lot of our members and partners stepped in last minute to deliver sessions for us and help us out because we really didn't want to cancel anything. So we didn't cancel any of the sessions. And that was huge thanks to everyone that helped us to continue to operate as usual. During that time, that it was basically about a week where the majority of us were really unwell. So we're all back fighting fit now, back to normal. So that kind of was a bit of a shock for us. But as I say, fortunately, all okay now. Back fully, just doing our usual weekly programme of sessions and events and starting to really ramp up the conference preparation. So Amy and I have been speaking to lots of different potential exciting keynote speakers. So watch this space. The conference is the end of September this year. So yeah, there'll be lots of information in the visionary briefing and we really hope you'll join us there, Ellie, and come along.
Oh, fingers crossed. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm glad to hear that you're all on the mend as well and feeling a lot better. Great stuff. So one of the members from Visionary is Retina UK and we're joined by Paula today. Thank you again for your time. Can you just tell us a little bit about what Retina UK do and some of the services that you provide?
Yes, Retina UK is a national charity. We work for people who live with inherited sight loss conditions and those who support them. The charity was founded in 1975. And in fact, some of your members may recall that we were called RP Fighting Blindness for a number of years. We rebranded around 3 years ago. And really our work is to fund and promote research into causes and potential treatments for inherited sight loss conditions, and also to provide information and support services. The way we do that is we have a helpline. We have a talk and support service for people who would like more regular contact. We have a number of local groups, a growing network of local groups around the UK, and number of ways that people can connect with the organisation for both support from our staff and the significant number of volunteers who support us to deliver our services.
Lots of stuff going on there then. And you've recently launched the second Audience Insight Survey, which is quite exciting. So can you tell us a little bit about what that survey is and why you decided to conduct the second one?
Yes, absolutely. So we carried out our first Audience Insight Survey 3 years ago in 2019 and learned a huge amount about our community, their views, their experiences and what matters to them. It's really important for us to ask those questions regularly to understand how we make the biggest difference for the inherited sight loss community. The best way we can be sure that we're doing it right is by actually asking our community what matters to them. And therefore, we're repeating the survey 3 years on. What we found last time is it enabled us to paint a really strong picture of what's happening for those who live with inherited sight loss conditions and those who support them. And really importantly, it helps to shape our services, but also to ensure that we can genuinely be the voice of our community and speak with confidence on their behalf when opportunities arise to do so.
It's so important, isn't it? I know it's at the heart of a lot of what RNIB do and a lot of the other visionary members, having that lived experience and actually listening to people who've lived through it and finding out what they need and what's working and what's not. And that's kind of what this survey is trying to do, right?
Yes, absolutely that. It's vital. We base everything we do here at Retina UK on the needs of our community, and the only way we can be sure that we're satisfying those needs is to ask the questions.
So tell us a little bit about the logistics of this particular survey. Who can take part? What kind of questions are going to be asked?
So we're really keen to hear from anybody who lives with an inherited sight loss condition or is the parent or carer of somebody with a condition. There are a number of ways that people can take part. They can do so online, and the link is www.retinauk.org org.uk/survey. They can do so on paper. We can post out a large print copy. And in order to receive one of those, they just need to give our office a call on 01280 821 334. Or we're really happy to complete the survey with somebody over the telephone. And again, they just need to give us a call and we can arrange an appointment to do that. As far as the kind of questions that we're asking are concerned, we're keen to hear about people's diagnosis, the services that they're accessing and how effective they're finding those. We're asking extra questions this year. It is a tracking survey, so generally speaking, we ask the same questions so we can measure impact. But we are asking extra questions this time around wellbeing. We're very aware that this is an important topic for people and something we want to dive a little bit deeper into. And also the services that Retina UK provide, so we can understand how effective they are, what else we could do or how we might be able to improve them.
Loads of really important things there, especially when you point out the wellbeing. I mean, it's been a really tough few years for a lot of people, especially blind and partially sighted people. So it's great to hear that wellbeing is really a focus point for you.
Yeah, I should just stress that people can complete the survey anonymously. We don't need to know who they are. It's likely to take them around 20 minutes to do so. So yes, we hope people will grab a cup of tea, find 20 minutes and share their experiences with us. It would be hugely valuable. And I think it's easy sometimes just to think that you fill in a survey, you never hear any more. But, you know, we can absolutely demonstrate the impact that the information we were provided with 3 years ago has had. We've made changes to a number of our services here at Retina UK. Really importantly, actually, 43% of respondents told us they weren't aware of genetic testing or it wasn't available to them. This is a really important topic for our community. So we set up a new website called Unlock Genetics, which provides a wealth of information to help people make informed choices around that. And just to mention also, this information is shared much more widely than Retina UK. So it's not just something that we use for internal purposes. We actually used the data and the experiences that people had shared with us when we had the opportunity to speak with the decision makers who were looking, deciding whether or not to make the first treatment for an inherited sight loss condition available on the NHS. We fed in our experiences, our community's experiences to that process, and we're really pleased that that had a positive outcome. We'll share the results across the sight loss sector and with anybody else who's got an interest in this area of work. So it really is an opportunity for people to influence positive change.
It's making a difference as well, which is really important. And when you mentioned there about sharing it across the sight loss sector, Fiona, that sort of comes back around full circle to sort of what Visionary is about.
It does, very much so, Ellie. Yeah, it's about sharing information, and we're incredibly grateful to our partner, UK-wide partner organisations like Retina UK, who are always very willing to share their information with the local sight loss organisations, and then they take that and use that to shape what they do as well. So it is very much a holistic approach between the national and local organisations.
Well, listen, thank you both so much for joining me. Fiona, remind us where we can find out more about Visionary.
Okay, www.visionary.org.uk, or if you just Google Visionary, then you will find us.
Amazing. Thank you very much, Fiona. And Paula, just remind us again where we can find out about the survey and how we can find out more about Retina UK as well.
So the Retina UK website is www.retinauk.org.uk. To access the survey on the website, it's the same address, just /survey. If you'd like a large print hard copy or to complete the survey over the telephone, please just give us a call on 01280 821 334.
Great stuff. Well, thank you both very much for joining me. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.